This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USAprepares.com. Doc Ram is with us. Dr. Richard Allen Miller. I'm Vince Finelli. Hey, Rick, you know, I was reading this story. We used to look up to people. Now I look at people in government and I think, man, I don't think much of them at all. Here's a post. Alabama Governor Robert Bentley resigns amid sex scandal. Here's a governor resigning amid a sex scandal. And that was, Alabama.com. Can you imagine? This is the kind of leadership that, we have in this country. And then we have, this young woman. She's a 22-year-old, and her name is Michelle Surratt, and she was in Colorado, and she was outside of a bar and had a fight with her boyfriend, and so she had this discussion with this cop, and this cop decided to body slam her and just beats her up, throws her on the hard pavement. She's 115 pounds, 22 years old, wearing high heels, bam, throws her down mercilessly. This is the kind of nonsense that's going on. I believe that that people who do these kinds of crimes, like these uniformed, unconvicted felons, like this particular cop, should be arrested and put in jail and kept there as we would be should we have done something like that to them. What do you think?
You're talking to me now, right? We've got Skype. Okay.
Yeah.
Or worse, we could take them to a special cell where they could be.
Well, you know, it really is becoming a problem. And here's what I'm noticing, Rick. It's becoming more widespread. I am seeing people on the road cut me off. If I'm on a 70 mile an hour highway, I better darn well be doing 70 miles an hour at least in the slow lane, and that's what I'm doing. I'm not exceeding the speed limit, but I'm being passed by every little puddle jumper car, all these new Cobalt Chevrolets. These guys must think they have rockets, and they must think that they are on rails, and they are able to travel at speeds that are not safe. And then I'm seeing people in trucks pulling trailers, unsafe speeds, weaving, cutting people off. Where are they going that's so darn important that they've got to put everybody's life at risk on the interstates and traveling at these high speeds? Pulling boats. You know, if you look at a boat, how many straps holds a boat down to a trailer? And if you look at a boat trailer, that's like the most flimsy kind of trailer ever made. There's one strap that holds the front of the boat against the trailer. One strap. And then maybe two straps hold it down in the back. That's it. And I'm talking about a pretty big, heavy boat that can fly off the trailer. These guys fly down the road. I'm talking about 80, 85 miles an hour in a 70-mile-an-hour zone. They ought to be doing 55 in the slow lane, not 85.
You know, Vincent, you ought to drive L.A. The Midwest is mellow. Trust me. You can tell what the temperature is in Phoenix by the road rage. You can, Los Angeles is creepy. That is a whole different universe altogether. And I can tell how long someone's been driving up here in Oregon, from L.A., by the way they're driving. And I can tell you, 2 months, 1 day, and 12 minutes. Ha! That's accurate. Mm-hmm. I mean, it really is bad.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you're seeing more road rage than ever before, like we are?
And important. You know, people, priorities. You remember how you were talking about that, a near-death experience and how everything changes? Yeah, well, that's try Los Angeles and their values going down. Who's got the bigger dick? You know, the car is assessed, and it's crazy. It's nuts. And in terms of Grant Pass is mellow, and yet 2 weeks ago, the road rage was so bad, that guy shot someone else right in front of downtown Grants Pass. Can you imagine? I can't believe it. It's crazy.
Well, you know, I see road rage, and you know I've got my 45 on my side, and so but here's the point. So I'm okay, I think, you know, just traveling along, and I see this road rage and people cut me off, but I don't pull my gun out and I don't put it on the dashboard and I don't say, listen, you know, this could get worse. I don't do that. I just try to avoid these confrontations. I really do, because they can just escalate and get nuts.
You know,
and then everybody gets arrested, and it gets worse.
Yeah, and it's going to get worse even still.
Rick, let's talk about
money. Yeah, it's terrible. Everybody's under stress.
Absolutely. Everybody's under stress. And not only is everybody under stress, if you travel in Springfield, Missouri, there is a business boom going on in Springfield, Missouri. There are clinics and hospital buildings being built like everywhere. It's hard to find a block that does not have some kind of a health-related business in it in Springfield, Missouri. Because people are, not because they want to be healthy, because they don't want to be sick. And I think that the stress, the toxins, the electromagnetic radiation, all those things are causing this epidemic, this increasing rate of increasing sickness across our country. I see it, I feel it, and I'm looking at people that are aging. They're aging in front of me. Rick, they are aging while I'm looking at them.
That's how fast
we're aging.
I've seen that. Watch what happens to Trump, how quickly he'll age. Every single president loses about 20 years per term.
I was talking with one of our senior instructors about this kind of thing, and we were talking about Myers cocktails, you know, the intravenous infusion of saline solution with, oh, maybe 50 grams or 75 grams or 100 grams of vitamin C and vitamins B and magnesium, all in this infusion, and I understand that the presidents get these on a daily basis to keep them going.
Well, I wouldn't want to be president for anything in the world, because that is, stress is what causes you to age.
Yeah, and the telomeres, and it's working.
Yeah, and stress is not good. And right now, everybody is feeling the pressure on money. And while they say employment is up, I don't believe it.
No, it's not. It's absolutely not up. And these robots, are taking our jobs. And why are the robots taking our jobs? Because of greed at the top. And that's something that I'd like to talk about. We're getting off on a whole bunch of tangents, but I think it's okay. So I keep getting these calls from Citibank. And they start out with this guy with a foreign accent, a European accent, and he's kind of got a slightly pleasant accent. It's a little grating to me, but let's say it's slightly pleasant. And he thanks me for being part of the Citibank family. I want to make sure that Citibank understands. I am not part of the Citibank family, and they are certainly not part of my family, because no member of my family would say, you know what, your payment arrived delayed in the mail by 2 days, and we're going to charge you $25. No member of my family would do that. None. But Citibank thinks they're part of, or I'm part of their family. I'm not part of their family. The only reason I deal with Citibank is on a business relationship. And when they hit me with a $25 fee after being with them for years and years and years and being a spot on, spotless, no problem customer, and they slam me for $25 for 2 days late because of Christmas delayed mail, for their check to be received and them to process it. I don't even know if we were late. All I know is they say we're late. I just told them to take a hike. We don't want the card, and we canceled it. That's not what family does. No. Family is nice to each other, not like Citibank. A miserable operation, in my opinion.
Yeah, your manager is supposed to be the goodwill where they charged you a service charge or something, and you go to the service the bank manager, and she, as a favor, drops it.
Yeah. Yeah, she says, you know what, I'm really sorry this happened. You know, maybe, you know, if you mail it a little earlier next time, maybe, you know, it's the Christmas delay. But you know what, you've been with us for a long time. You haven't been a problem. I can see that, Mr. Finelli. We like having you as a customer. You're the kind of customer that doesn't cause problems. But would it be okay if I reverse this charge? Would it be okay? Do they do that? No. No, they say, we have a policy, just like the police have a policy, to end the threat. End the threat. That means shoot until you stop moving.
Yeah, well, you said their police force on each side of Missouri is different from the other. I noted that right off. They're all both thugs, but they do it differently. Yeah, you got what I was trying to say, right?
Well, just like I was at this convention, and these three cops were in front of me, and one I didn't know, the one was behind me, and they all had their guns and they're ready to shoot me. And you know, I paid my $10 to go in there, and I've told the story a bunch of times. And they told me that they asked me who I was, and I told them. They said, "Are you Mr. Fowler?" I said, "Yeah." "What's up?" And they said, "Would you step outside?" And I said, "What's up?" And they said, "Would you please step outside?" And I said, "Did you see me do something wrong? Please step outside. Did I do something wrong? Please step outside, or what? Or you're going to jail." That's the attitude they have. They don't say, "Listen, we got a complaint about you. You were standing leaning over to the left. You were standing in this spot over here under this light, and we think that's really suspicious. You were talking to a guy who's running for Congress. We think that's suspicious." They didn't say anything like that. They were just going to take me to jail if I didn't leave. That's the problem with cops.
That showed up at Matt Stein in my workshop. Oh, man.
What happened? What happened?
It's happening. That's because...
What happened?
What's that?
What happened at the workshop?
You were there. A couple of years ago, we were doing... I did an ESP workshop or something. And we showed up at that. You know, thinking I was doing something different.
Yeah. Okay. So, Rick, when we come back, can we talk about time? You know, it seems like for most of us, time goes in one direction. And you've got a post on your website, a link. It says, you know, you break an egg, it goes one way. You break the egg, but the egg doesn't spontaneously get put back together. You know, when you break it, it's broken, and you go forward from there. Can we talk about time? What do we know about time?
Class? I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433. 832-6433.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at infidelbodyarmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. Infidelbodyarmor.com. Just won't quit.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Doc Rams with us, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Rick, when we look at time, we look at it going forward. I mean, we can look at history. We can say, here's what happened. But it's really hard for us to reset time, isn't it? Can you tell us what your thought? What is time?
It's a duration of consciousness. It's the way you store memory. And that's time travel. Going into the past is to recall accurately memory by creating the same hologram that it was when you first encountered it. And it changes, and we have confabulation, and there is different kinds of time. And I wrote, Chapter 7 is on the whole nature of time travel and cavitation processes, and I start with definitions of time. You know, kids experience time quite differently than you or I. And they can get real impatient or get strung out where they lose time because they're so excited. They go into what we call sacred time. Now, sacred time is where the moment becomes long-lasting, like when you're making love or you're just hanging out with someone and you don't even think about it. It's just like it's happening. And that is where everything really happens. It's why most of the more Aborigine-like people, the Sanoi, Hopi Aborigines, they all believed that Dreamtime had more real content than consciousness. And time itself is like a cavitation process, like you have two brains. You have, going from one brain to the other, you have the hourglass of that new adult. That's that little bottleneck there at the back end of the brainstem, trying to go from one brain to the other. And if you really think about it, one's a white hole and the other one's a black hole. kind of like exact opposites of each other in terms of function and what their purpose is. It's interesting. Time is an illusionary thing, and one now where we think it's not really real because we have more to do with Schrodinger and his cat house. Lots of cats in there. And they're, quantum mechanics uses time and space as primary measurements. And we have been doing that for almost 100 years, you know, time and space. But now we know that time changes like Einstein. You know, you go to Interstellar where you're going so fast, you know, that time changes for you compared to the Earth. Remember, the Earth is not standing still. It's just hurtling through space at god-awful speed. And if you were just to stop the time on Earth, it would be different. And so I've written a whole chapter on that because it's important to know how it functions so that if you want to change the movie, you're taken into the right account. That's how you time travel, for example. You go backwards in time by recreating the brain, that moment it experienced, that memory. And that's how it works. And dendrites and the storage systems that we have in the brain compared to computer chips is a whole lot different because water is got 6 zeros more times 10 to the sixth. In other words, it's a million times more efficient than gallium arsenide that we now associate with our forbidden zone and the so-called checksum error where we store information between gallium and arsenic. And for a computer chip. It's going to be an interesting thing when a computer can figure out what you're going to do before you do. And that's another concept of time having to do with information. The problem with mechanics, quantum mechanics, is that when you quantize something, little steps rather than analog. You want me to do this later when we're finished?
Yeah. Let's talk more about this quantum mechanics when we come back. And predictive crime. I can't imagine. My response being arrested for Finelli. We know what you were going to do, and that's why we've arrested you, and you've got 5-year sentence. We'll be right back, Dr. Richard L. Miller.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day of God, you're
take my
when you go
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
class. Doc Ram's with us. If you'd like to go to his website, docram.com. Doc Ram is a physicist, usaprepares.com senior instructor. Rick, we were talking about quantum mechanics and AI predicting future crime. And I just, you know, I have the thought that I'm going to be arrested for some AI saying that I am going to do a crime that I haven't even thought of. But because of these rogue computer systems and this disgraceful government that we have that's operating in these arenas, that it's dangerous. What are you saying?
Well, Jensen, everybody knows you're dangerous. I mean, get a grip.
Okay, Rick, hold that thought. Hold that thought for just one second before you answer the question. I got to tell you a story.
If you're going to leave that door open, you deserve it.
I got to tell you a story. I got to tell you a story. You know, so Rick, sometimes you wonder what people think about you. I don't think about it that often, but here's a story. I was telling the freeze-dry guy. He called me, and I was telling the story on the phone a couple days ago. So we have this farm, and we live on a dirt road, and it's about a mile of road frontage where we have some fields and we have some cows. We had some young calves born, and we had a mama cow that was kind of sick, so we penned her near a water area where there's some shade, and we fed her by herself so she wouldn't have to walk on her bad leg. And we kept her calf with her, and this old beat-up small pickup truck, ball tires, pulls over on the wrong side of the road and looks at this cow-calf area right next to the road. I mean, literally, if a person hops through the fence, they could just carry the small calf, put it in the truck, and steal it. And that's happened. Cows have been stolen. Calves have been stolen. So our son sees it, and the truck drives away. Then the truck comes back a few minutes later, stops in the same place. And it's in a low dip in the road, and where you really can't see him. But my son was on the tractor, and I was near him, and we saw this. And so the guy takes off, and it comes back a few more minutes later. So we got in the Jeep and in the tractor, and we're following him, and he just takes off, outruns us, leaves us in the dust, literally. So something's not right. And then we see the neighbors, and we talk to the neighbors. They say, oh, yeah, he was checking out this house, this trailer house down the road. And he was stomping around in there and looking through the barns. And yeah, we saw him, and we're kind of concerned. And he took off. So my son and I get in the diesel pickup truck, and we decide that we're going to go find this guy and find out what he wants to do. Why is he looking at our cows? Why is he pulled off to the side of the road on the wrong side? You know, scoping out. It looks like he's, it's very, very suspicious. Well, we didn't find him. And then all of a sudden, we see him coming back on our road again. And this is all in the space of like less than an hour. So my son pulls the truck sideways across the road and blocks the entire road. And my son gets out of the, gets out.
I love your son. He's just something like you.
So my son, my son looks like a farmer, and he's a pretty strong guy. And he says to the guy, he says, "You need some help? Anything wrong? Can we help you?" And I'm on the overwatch position, and you know, in case something goes wrong, you know, no guns are drawn, okay. And everything's good. We're just having a discussion, like, what's going on? This is really suspicious activity. And the guy says, he goes, "I was warned about you." This guy looks like Grizzly Adams, right? I mean, he looks like a mountain man, you know, disheveled. And he goes, "I was warned about you. They told me that you're the guy that shoots people." So, Rick, if you ever wonder, well, you know, I'm not exactly sure where that came from, but so this guy had the impression, he didn't know what I looked like, he didn't exactly know who I was when I was talking to him, because I did not identify myself. I didn't say, "Hi, I'm Vin Finelli." Yeah, I just walked up to the car to help him, and he said, yeah, you're the guy that they warned me about. They told me to stay clear of you because you're the guy that shoots people." Now, I thought about that for a while, and I thought, well, actually, that's okay. That's okay that I have that reputation. And maybe that's why our house hasn't been burglarized and our barn hasn't been burglarized yet.
And your son is living up the image, man. I love it.
Well, that's you know, great. You know, every once in a while, he wanted to try what school was like. So he went to high school for the first time in his life. That was his first formal government training camp education. And the teachers and everybody, you know, so what does your dad do? And, you know, just to help them understand our children, he would say the same thing. We don't talk about it. So now, I guess everybody's convinced that I am a hired killer, or I am a killer on the loose, you know, a loose cannon killer, or something like that, and people want to stay away from me because they're afraid of me.
Well,
and I don't know where exactly.
I didn't have a loose cannon.
There's an army ranger in the area, and he was talking to our son. Oh, I don't know, a month ago maybe, and he was talking to our son on the road. And this guy and my son are you know kind of buddies. So this guy is he goes to Afghanistan. He fights you know kills people for a living. That's what he does. And so he was talking to my son, and he told my son, and my son took. I think he took third place at Disney Wide World of Sports in fighting and karate. He took first place in the Commonwealth of Virginia and first place in the six-state region in fighting and karate. So he's not, you know, my son is a formidable opponent, you know, if he has to be. Well, so this guy, who's a really nice guy, this Army Ranger, said to my son, they're just chatting on the dirt road. He said, I'm not afraid of you. But I am afraid of your old man.
Yeah, really. You know why, Vincent? Because you do radio like this all day long. And that's crazy, man.
Well, I'm, you know, Rick, you know me. Do I look like these images? I mean, seriously, you've been to the house. We spent a lot of time together.
You have what is it called? A hair trigger. And you're trigger happy. And, oh man, I love it.
Well, Rick, have you ever seen me be anything but polite except for those cops that invaded our expo? Other than that.
Yes, it's true, Vincent. Your snide humor and sarcasm precedes you. It's terrible out there. And the kid, your boy, could have gone up to him and said, your behavior appeared like you were casing my farm, so I thought I'd just introduce myself.
And that's kind of what he did.
On that hill with that sniper rifle.
Well, that's what my son did. My son did describe his behavior. And then the guy realized, he said, you know, yeah, I understand. And then he said something really interesting to me. After he said, you're the guy that, you know, that he was told about that kills people, he said, I guess I can't ask you for your help. I looked at him like, you're kidding, right? You want my help? And he said, well, yeah, you know, when the government, you know, goes all bad, and you know, we all have to stick together. He said, I might need your help. I guess I can't count on you. And I said, you really think that's going to happen? The government, you think is going to get out of control and they're going to come after people? You really think that's going to happen? He goes, well, yeah. And I said, well, I've heard some people say that they think that's going to happen, but not everybody says that. So I didn't let him know what my position is or is not, but it's really interesting that, you know, Rick, people may think things about us that are totally, totally different from reality. And it could be, you know, hearsay. It could be some guy saying, oh, man, there's this guy. And they may even have the wrong guy. Now, in my case, I think it's because I carry a gun.
Low profile, spelling invisibility. Everybody sees me as a sweet old man.
But, you are a sweet old man. Well, sweet man. I don't know about the old part.
I was also world champion 1 year for double sword. and I boxed with Dukes, you know, for the U.S. team. And let me tell you, I learned, I grew up in the Philippines. I was 4 years old, and I was the wrong color. They, they, you know, I'd be going to school and playing chess. They played chess on every corner in the Philippines. That's how I learned how to play chess. But they ganged on me, and that's where I first learned how to do it. And now I have an attitude about bullies. And let me tell you, I remember a time when my girlfriend was a dancer at the Firelight, and she was the mother. They ran the girls as a Frank Calicurtio of a local mafia. And 17 Filipino sailors walked into the club, and the bouncer was outmatched, and the baseball bat was not going to do very good. And they started slapping the girls around, and so I went up to them, and I asked them to step outside, and they, big smirks, there were 17 of them. And as we were going through the door, I took the biggest one in the crowd and just decimated him without even looking at him. I was just looking at the rest of them while I just took him out, down, flat. And then, they, like all bullies, they folded. I told you how you do it. You just pick the biggest and meanest to lead, and you do them so that there's no question. You know, you cold cock them. You know, you just take them out so that nobody gets hurt. When you do a fight, you always get hurt. Doesn't matter how good you are, your knuckles get messed up. You know, I'm a sweet old man. I would rather use a baseball bat than my knuckles.
Yeah, one of our senior instructors, Dr. Sergey Sorin, business partner with Dr. Norm Shealy, is a mixed martial arts contestant. Yep, and every once in a while, I'll see him. I'll say, "Hey, how you doing?" I'm a little sore, a little sore. Yeah, when you fight. When you fight, you get hair. Hey, Rick, when we come back, can we talk about colloidal copper? I was talking with one of our senior instructors about spraying colloidal copper on the body. And what are your thoughts on that?
It will radiation.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements, including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Did you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
That's the latest news from USA Today. Says that Dr. Dow, the 69-year-old doctor who was beaten while he was in his seat, pulled from his seat by the cops, received a broken nose, damaged sinuses, other injuries, the loss of two teeth. Fly United, stay for the beating, their new slogan. What do we need to do about United Airlines? We need to boycott them. We need to stop flying them. We need to drive their share price to zero. That's just my thoughts. I'm not flying United. I've seen them in action. I've seen them tell people that they that had seats that were paid for that they could not fly. I've seen it. I was there at the airport when it happened. I was on that, not the flight with the doctor, but a previous flight a couple of years prior. United Airlines, in my opinion, is miserable. Colloidal copper, Doc Ram, what are your thoughts on making colloidal copper? I'm talking about 3 9-volt batteries, a couple pieces of copper wire, distilled water, let it sit for several hours, and then spraying it on the body. What do you think?
I haven't used copper, but I saw an article in Scientific American back in 2010, and then no follow-up article, and I saw that's always suspicious. That's when I went to work as a reader, you know, when they stop publishing on something. Usually that means they discover something and they don't want to talk about it anymore, and that's that. And so you try to piece together things. And what I saw in the article was that colloidal copper in a specific weave, geometric weave, in spandex clothing will stop, will reflect gamma rays. Now, I don't, we have no way to go to space. If we go into space to mine asteroids, you know, money, we're going to have to use avatars. We're going to have to transhumanism. There's no way that you can go across the Van Allen belt without having some chromosomal damage and other kinds of things. To go to Mars is unthinkable. The rats that they experimented with, nothing lives because of the radiation. There's no way to shield it. You couldn't have enough lead to shield yourself from radiation. And we've always seen these alien pictures that seem like they're sexless because they're somehow wearing a very thin stretch over material. And my guess says it's monoatomic or colloidal, not monoatomic, colloidal copper using this weave that I saw in Scientific American. I don't know that we have to have something because there's no way we're going to be able to do it by going through space. That's the problem with radiation. The Van Allen belt is just the first of, you know, that getting off the planet. Then we get to in hard space. It's not, you know, like in the movies where you float on the Say. It's like the Say is toxic and there's a lot of strange particles zooming around, especially when you get closer to galactic center. I'm guessing that's where black slime mold lives because it thrives in Fukushima and Chernobyl. I use silver in my gold bag as a colloidal silver because it's worthless money. It's my, you know, it's an antibiotic substitute right out of the gate.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
How do you feel about inhaling nebulized, mechanically nebulized, not electrically, but mechanically nebulized colloidal silver in the lungs? How do you feel about that?
It's creepy. I'm sure that Norm Shealy has a word on it. I don't know what it would be. I can tell you that anything taken into the lung is going to hurt the lung.
Very good. Rick, thanks so much for being with us. There's some things that we didn't get to that...
I miss you. I miss your company.
I miss you. I miss your company as well, Rick. Thanks so much, Doc Ram, for being with us. Class, if you want to find his books, peruse them, buy them, docram.com, docram.com. Rick, we'll see you next Thursday, same time, same station, usapreparis.com. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. And what happens next is up to you. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.